Welcome to God's Playbook with your host, Father Rico Passero.
Lock at the 20, 10, 5, touchdown! Touchdown!
Let's play ball.
Friends, welcome back to God's Playbook. Today in the Acts of the Apostles, in the first reading at Mass, we hear about the stoning of Saint Stephen. Saint Stephen, who is a martyr as a result of being stoned, of course, teaches us so much. The passage from Acts 7 through chapter 8 says, "And while they were stoning Stephen, he prayed, 'Lord Jesus, receive my spirit.' Then he knelt down and cried out in a loud voice, 'Lord, do not hold the sin against them.' When he had said this, he died." Again, think about this. While he's being stoned, he prayed, "The Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Then he says, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." I don't know about you, friends, but if I was being stoned, I certainly would be preparing my soul to meet God and giving him praise. But I don't know that I would be asking God to forgive them. What a beautiful witness. Where does Stephen get this? Well, think back to the cross, friends, where Jesus showed us the way. "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And here, Stephen, inspired by the witness of Jesus, he does the exact same thing. "Lord, do not hold the sin against them." Praying for those who persecute us. I don't know about you, friends. I think this is a very difficult ask of the Lord. And yet, how beautiful when we see people like Saint Stephen do it to think, well, if he can do it, so can I. I think of Maria Goretti. While she was being martyred as well, same thing. She was forgiving the man who was stabbing her. And in fact, he was then present on the day that she was canonized a saint at the Mass with her family. It shows how we are to fight evil. We don't fight evil for evil. We fight evil with love. And again, if we want to be God's disciple, can I be more like Stephen? Can you be more like Saint Stephen? And we ask God to forgive. Just like in the Lord's Prayer, where we were focusing yesterday on "Give us this day our daily bread." This whole premise of "and forgive us as we forgive others." Think of the courage of Stephen, that even in the face of extreme pain and death, he was willing to live that gospel message. Can I do the same? Whether I'm literally being stoned to death or figuratively being stoned to death, how can I respond like Stephen in other ways to forgive those who've wronged me? The other phrase I want to focus on is, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Now, I pray that this doesn't happen for any of us listeners and myself for a very long time. But if the Lord was to call us today, this would be a very beautiful thing as we are preparing to meet the Lord, to say from our hearts, to mean it. Just like in Psalm 31 at Mass today, "Into your hands, O Lord, I entrust my spirit." St. Stephen was praying the Psalms as he was preparing to meet the Lord. Stephen was willing to die for the sake of the gospel. There are people across the world currently doing that too, friends. And God may not be asking you and me to be a martyr. But in many ways, friends, whether it's a good day or a difficult day, let's lift our spirits to God. In this case, it was his final breaths. But today, even if we're dealing with a heavy cross, we can say the same thing. "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." In other words, allow me to deal with this today. Offer our sufferings to him. I'm taking it out of context to broaden our perspective for a moment, friends, because it's not just about at the moment of our death. Can we connect whatever is troubling us and connect it to God? Not that God is imposing this upon us. No, that's not what I'm referring to. But Stephen could find peace with that. And I pray that each one of us can find peace with that too. Lifting our spirits to God is something that we don't just do at the end of our lives, but it's something I can do today. So what are you struggling with? What am I struggling with? Can we offer it to God? Even when I feel in a dark place in my own prayer life, I might say, Lord, I'm offering this to you. I'm giving this to you. Right now, I don't really even feel like praying. I might just feel like I'm going through the motions. And let's give him our spirit. Sometimes our spirits are filled with the Holy Spirit, and sometimes our spirit is kind of down in the dumps. But that's okay. Let's just give to God where we are right now. And then rely on his grace, if we're not in a good spot, to eventually know that the clouds will subside and the sun, S-U-N, but the real sun, S-O-N, is going to come out and shed his grace on us too. So the witness of Saint Stephen, I think, friends, teaches us a lot. It teaches us about forgiving others. It teaches us to keep our eye on the prize in living holiness, and to be willing to offer our sufferings to God, giving it a sense of purpose, what we call redemptive suffering. Let's also pray for one another, the people that are going through similar trials like Stephen right now, those that are being stoned, maybe accused of something that isn't true. Why don't we pray for those who are persecuted for their faith throughout the world? Let us pray for those who may even be ridiculed by family members, friends, spouses, children, parents, whoever. In other ways, we're being stoned in a spiritual sense. Let's pray for those who can connect with Stephen. And let's ask Saint Stephen's intercession to help them and to help us to be a strong witness as we honor and give praise to God for the example, the faith, and the witness of Saint Stephen. Saint Stephen, pray for us. For God's Playbook, friends, I'm Father Rico. God loves you and so do I.
If you like what you hear, please consider supporting us using any of our affiliate links in the description below via Buzzsprout, Ko-Fi, or GoFundMe. Thanks, and God bless.